It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hand it back.
Donovan's had much better form, and it flew through the air better. It was pretty.
Okay.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
It's an empty Coke bottle, by the way.
That doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. Let's go.
Oh! Missed again!
So close.
Damn.
Missed again.
It went all the way around. Those were way better attempts, damn, though, than
no,
any
weren't.
Of yours.
God, touch both lips on
it. Weren't.
That felt good.
That was a tough one.
That felt good. That was the walk-off. That was Tiger Woods walk-off right there.
Yeah, but you didn't make it, so.
I know.
It was very close.
Check it out.
Anyway.
And you,
Greg missed it from 2 feet away.
Greg missed the George Gervin layup.
It's just embarrassing.
But I got the put back.
But then he had to tell us, check it out, and missed a layup from three.
So embarrassing.
He left it short. He tries to figure it out.
Say what we were trying to do. We're throwing an empty Diet Coke bottle into a trash can.
How did you miss that from 6 inches?
You finger rolled it off.
I put too much into the finger roll.
Put too much ice in it. That was awesome. Too much ice in the ice, man.
Raindrops.
Oh. My favorite moment of my day.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the e-brake. It's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com. We'll give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. Gordo, you were witness to this. This happened during the little rant segment yesterday, or right before it, in entertainment news.
Yeah.
And Davey was doing the story on the Kendall Jenner Super Bowl commercial that's already been, it's out there. That's the new, it's not a new thing, but you put the Super Bowl commercial out so people anticipate it, and hopefully it scores well, and they wait for it, I guess, on Super Bowl Sunday.
I mean, I'm sure they've done their study and found that this is the way to maximize, you know, its impact. But
yeah.
I kind of like the big reveal during the game. That's what's fun.
Well, I could do without news about Kendall Jenner or any of the Kardashians.
Yeah, you hate them because they're women. Is that right?
No,
I
don't
hate
them.
Said to me privately.
Stop hearing about the Kardashians.
I'm just tired of hearing
about
them. You
said that publicly.
Just totally tired of hearing about them. And apparently Corby is too. And this is a very tense exchange between Corby and Davey.
Who I want to go for the Super Bowl. And I am an information person. I feel like I need all the information.
Pause it there.
No, we don't need to listen to any more of this crap.
I want to know. Who am I going to go for the Super Bowl?
Who am I going to go for?
For the Super Bowl.
Settle down, guys.
Yeah, so that's not the main point for playing the audio.
You know she's banging Devin Booker?
No, Jesus effing F.
What'd I do?
Can you hold on for a second?
What am I
doing? Oh.
What?
Snake.
Never mind.
Yeah. What's the never
what
mind?
Happened?
Look. Hey, Mr. OG E! News, don't crap on every story I do.
I didn't know that was the punchline for it. What were you going to say?
What about Harry
Styles?
That
she's dating Devin Booker?
No, they don't. They used to date.
Dump that.
They used to date.
Okay.
In 2020 and 2021 and 2022. Anyway, the point is that the main dude, the CEO of Fanatics, retweeted that video.
It's really tense. They're going through a lot. Davey had to do a show with his toddler sitting next to him this week. Corby's about to have to wear ridiculous outfits at the Super Bowl. And Bob just sits back and laughs.
He just sits back and giggles. Yeah. He just sits on the sideline just throwing popcorn at him.
Man, he really got mad. Davey really got mad. All right, so that I guess we put that on Davey. I think Corby was kind of an innocent bystander, even though he really kicked off Davey.
I wouldn't have thought anything about Corby sharing that detail. He didn't know.
Yeah.
He's just adding Davey context. He thinks he's helping out.
Davey about had enough.
Had enough of that Corby.
He is candidate number one. We were talking about Sean Bass earlier in the show. Well, Sean is candidate number two.
Uh-oh.
I've been here so many times. You crack a joke, and you don't get support.
I don't want to miss out on this story. A Florida man, because of course, was caught for exposing his genitals and performing a sexual act with his Roomba outside of his house. He was arrested, faces charges of sexual exposure.
Sounds like a Goomba.
That's good. That's a good one.
There's your news.
You know, we were going to have a good show.
That was our first reference of gooning in 2026.
I could be line of the week. All right, coming up next.
Very funny.
Poor Sean.
Sean defeatedly declaring that that was very funny. look, that was very funny.
Well, I don't know what it is that gets me about that.
It was better this morning.
When a line is delivered and then it's just silence. There's something that's still really magical about that to me. So much so that I need to hear that one more time.
I don't want to miss out on this story. A Florida man, because of course, was caught for exposing his genitals and performing a sexual act with his Roomba outside of his house. He was arrested, faces charges of sexual exposure.
Sounds like a Goomba.
That's good. That's a good one.
There's your news.
You know, we were going to have a good show.
That was our first reference of gooning in 2026.
I could be line of the week. All right, coming
up
next.
Very funny.
Very funny.
Did that sound like sympathy support from Mino?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And I just love the layout, and I love the moment where the music just disappears. And now you know you're really left out there. There's no music going anymore. All right, there's Sean as candidate number two. Candidate number three, we're going to charge Donnie with swerving here during this live spot.
So close the season out right with Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. You play your first $5. And if you want to get halfway to a winning lineup, they are offering a max discount. It is already live. So Sam Darnold just needs one passing yard for the max discount to win. And when he gets that 1 yard, you are already halfway there to a winning lineup.
The whole thing. He's just barely hanging on.
That is going from side to side in the road there, isn't it?
We've all been there.
Yeah, I know, totally.
Struggling through copy points.
Yeah. Just wait here in the next 15 minutes. You'll probably hear something along those lines. All right, one more time.
So close the season out right with Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. You play your first $5. And if you want to get halfway to a winning lineup, they are offering a max discount. It is already live. So Sam Darnold just needs one passing yard for the max discount to win. And when he gets that 1 yard, you are already halfway there to a winning lineup.
He's slowing down to make sure he buys some time to.
Oh, man. Okay. Davey, candidate number one. Sean, candidate number two. And number three is Donovan. 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George. How you doing? Coach O, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Coach O.
Man, I got to tell you, I'm so tired. I already had like 37 interviews in this coaching cycle. I ain't got one offer.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But I'm going to go ahead and vote for the F&F up front. I think that was pretty funny. And you guys, y'all stay good. Go Tigers.
Okay, we'll see you, Coach O. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, can we get a little McMurtry karaoke, please?
Please, no.
Just one more time, Craig, please.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride back in the thickets with his
Asian bride.
Damn right. Very Asian. My first Asian.
No, not very Asian, just Asian.
All right. All right. Number two, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, good morning, George. Hello.
Oh, my gosh, it's Brady Tom right before we go to the Super Bowl.
Dude. How did you know?
Yes, it's Brady Tom. It's Brady Tom. How did you know?
Oh, man, so great.
Oh, very good and happy championship week to you all.
Okay, yes, it's almost over, yes.
It is almost over. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to vote. I know personally how it feels to have a joke not be funny, and so I am going to go and vote number two.
Okay. Thank you, Brady Tom. We'll see you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, guys. That's the super quadruple super fake Cassidy.
Okay.
Yeah, let's vote for that baby Davy Lane, because I agree with George. Who cares about the Kardashian?
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Morning, musers. Z-Break Man with the Phil Collins birthday tribute. I can feel it. Soul, we're coming in tonight. Oh, Sean.
All right, great drum solo. That was awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Davey.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. AM, FM, and the stream.
Hi, Aston Villa. That's a vote for Sean Bass.
What'd he say?
I don't get it.
He said Aston Villa. That's Sean's Premier League team.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Morton Gordon, it's Cruz and Lido.
Hey, Cruz, what's happening?
Hey, Sean Bass had the true e-break, but I wanted to ask you, real quick, can you explain to the younger audience what Olin Mills was?
Oh, yes. So Olin, I'm assuming they're still around, right? Are they?
That's a good
they were
one.
Portrait studios, and you would go in and have a sitting for an official photographic portrait with your family or loved one, or
they had whoever. A lot of generic props,
a lot of yeah. generic props, and they were always shot in kind of that soft filter and dreamy quality to them. And
it like was just, Step Brothers.
What's that? Yeah, like Step Brothers.
Yeah, there you go. Like Step Brothers. There
Olin Mills, according to Wikipedia, was a privately owned American company founded in 1932. Looks like they got absorbed or went out of business around 2011.
Okay.
Way to go, Gordo. Way to go.
Well, way to go, Cruz, because you know what? We have ourselves a winner.
Yes!
Sean Bass.
I don't want to miss out on this story. A Florida man, because of course, was caught for exposing his genitals and performing a sexual act with his Roomba outside of his house. He was arrested, faces charges of sexual exposure.
Sounds like a Goomba.
That's good. That's a good one.
There's your news.
You know, we were going to have a good show.
That was our first reference of Gooning in 2026.
I could be line of the week. All right, coming
up
next.
Very funny.
That's another sound I like, too, is the microphone just being adjusted.
Was that Sean that said we were going to have a good show?
Yeah, I think so.
Was that a drop, or did he say that line?
That's a drop.
Yeah, that's a drop.
Okay.
We were going to have a good show.
And George talks about Gooning all the time.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. How many wins is that for Seabass?
Well, Gooning Seabass, that was his fourth e-break win. That ties him with Elf all time, 136 behind Norm.
Okay.